Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Signing Party by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame February 1982. Of all the components that were involved in manufacturing the Macintosh, the component with the longest lead time was the hard tool that molded its distinctive plastic case. After tweaking the case design for more than 6 months and building a small production run of 50 soft-tooled units, the final design was ready to go out for hard tooling toward the end of February 1982. We were on track to meet our target ship date of January 1983. The Macintosh team had a complicated set of motivations, but the most unique ingredient was a strong dose of artistic values. First and foremost, Steve Jobs thought of himself as an artist, and he encouraged us to think of ourselves that way too. The goal was never to beat the competition or to make a lot of money. It was to do the greatest thing possible, or maybe even a little greater. Steve often reinforced the artistic theme by example, like the time he took the entire team on a field trip to the Louis Comfort Tiffany Museum, because Tiffany was an artist who learned how to mass produce his work. Since the Macintosh team was a group of artists, it was only appropriate that we sign our work. Steve came up with the awesome idea of having each team member's signature engraved on the hard tool that molded the plastic case. Most customers would never see them, since you needed a special tool to look inside, but we would take pride in knowing that our names were in there, even if no one else knew. On February 10, 1982, we held a special signing party after one of our weekly meetings. Jerry Manick, the manager of the industrial design team, spread out a large piece of drafting paper on the table to capture our signatures. Steve gave a little speech about artists signing their work, and then cake and champagne were served as he called each team member to step forward and sign their name for posterity. Burl had the symbolic honor of going first, followed by the members of the software team. It took about 40 minutes for around 35 team members to sign. Steve waited until last, when he picked a spot near the upper center and signed his name with a flourish. We were aware that the team was still growing rapidly, and in a few months there would be a new crop of key contributors that also deserved to sign the case. We decided not to allow new signatures after the date of the signing party, though we knew it would be tough to stick to such a promise. The team also wanted to add the signatures of a few major contributors who had left the project: Steve Wozniak, Jeff Raskin, and Bud Tribble, and that was supposed to be all. Over the next few months, a few more signatures of people who weren't on the team at the time of the signing party managed to make it onto the case. For a while, Rod Holt held the line, but eventually Bob Belleville, who was hired in April 1982 as software manager, became the overall engineering manager when Rod retired. Bob decided to add his own name. He also snuck in a few more key figures, like marketing manager Mike Murray and original evangelist Mike Boych, who had started before Bob did and who otherwise would have just missed the cutoff. Over time, names gradually began to disappear for practical reasons, as Apple changed the case to make it easier to manufacture. Some of the case details were changed, partially obscuring a few of the signatures. Each time the case was revised, more names were left off, as dictated by the nature of the revision, until a substantial number of them were gone. I'm not sure which Macintosh model was the last to have any signatures at all, but I'm pretty sure that the Macintosh Classic from the early 1990s didn't have any left.